D. Do you use the stars for directions, or do I just know where you are? B. Oh, you know. They are right here. He pointed to the center of his forehead. The directions are here. The stars help. But this is more reliable because it can be cloudy at night. D. Yes, that is true. Or it could be in the thick woods and not see the sky. Then you always know how to find home again by using that part of your head. Some people don't know how to do that. B. Where? D. Well, didn't you say there were some children that were born that didn't know these things? B. Well, that is true, but that is so rare that one forgets. I counted him ahead again to another important day in his life as he was growing older and asked what was happening. 142. The legend of Star Crush. B. The man who is Hunter now, he has gotten married. And he has asked me to be a grandfather to his children. This is an honor since I never lived with one woman and raised children. I did not want to be under the roof. So what this man is saying is that he wants to be my son because he wants me to be grandfather to his children. And that way my line will be carried on. He can do this since he learned the hunting from me. D. I thought they didn't he have marriage among your people. B. Generally, no. But occasionally when one is particularly attached to one person and they want to be with that one person, they will announce it to the village. And the wise man will say, you two have chosen to stay together all your lives, where you feel that you are in harmony with each other, to where you must stay together. Therefore, we recognize this. Here the closest word I can find is marriage, which is a word you once used. D. And it's not normal to be married, to stay with one person? B. No, it is not normal. It happens, but it is just every once in a great while. This is the first time this has happened in my lifetime. D. Then most of the time they just live with whoever they want to live with. B. Right. And that changes as you change in the path of your life. D. You told me once about a woman you liked. Is she still there? B. That was many years ago. She is still here. We are still friends. She is close to another man. We reminisce sometimes. There is another woman that I am close to. D. Do you still hunt? B. Not often. Never in the winter, no. I like to stay by the fire in the winter. The cold gets to my bones for now. In the summer I say I am going to go hunting, and I go out to hunt. But everybody knows I am really not. I just say that. I go out so that I may listen to what the wind has to sing to me. And I sing with the wind and I hear what the trees are telling me. And I listen to the harmony of the earth. Because I do not like to be under the roof, and I cannot hear the harmony as well when I am in the village. D. But did I live under the roof most of the time now? The life of Tuin, the hunter, 143. B. No, in good weather I am outside, and I sleep outside. There is this one particular rock I like to sleep on. But in bad weather I reluctantly go inside. I still do not like to be under the roof. But my body says, go under the roof. My body does not cooperate too well. I suppose that is what they call growing old. D. Beauty or mind would still like to be out there. Did you ever travel to go see what was beyond the next ridges? B. Yes, I did. There were more mountains and more mountains. I followed the river down. The people in the village say that I am getting old, and I am making up stories to entertain the children. I will show them old. But I followed the river down and I found more people. Spoken almost in awe, but they were very different from what we are, and they did not feel to be in harmony. I did not try to contact them because it gave me a headache to be around them. D. Was it very far? B. Yes. It was several days' journey. I traveled for 2 moons. D. How did they seem different? Did look different? B. Yes, they were darker. They all had black hair and dark skin. But the main way they were different is that I cannot describe this well. In our village everybody can tell what everyone else is feeling without having to say what they are thinking or feeling, because we are in harmony with each other. But with these people, their harmony was different and I could not tell what they were thinking. And I did not want to go down in the village to see them, for I feared that if I did they may not be in harmony enough to know that I meant no harm. At the time the village still needed my help for winter, so I watched them for a while. Then it was time for me to go back to the village, so then I went. D. Did they see you? B. Emphatic, no. I made sure that they did not. D. Did they dress differently than your people? B. Yes. Some. They seemed to have different customs, but I could not tell for sure since I did not speak with any of them. They, 144. The legend of Star Crush, used leather differently than we do, and their ornaments were different than ours. It was so many years ago, it is difficult to remember. Ugh. They did their hair differently than we do. We in our village, as you know, the men keep their hair clipped, cut off with a knife. And the women twist their hair up behind and stick ornaments in it according to tradition and how they want to do it. In this village the men let their hair grow long too, and they had it braided in different ways. Sometimes they would wrap the braids in strips of skin, sometimes they would not. And some of the men in the village would shave part of their head and let the other part grow long. It looked very strange. I could not figure out what the significance was. D. What part did they shave off? B. Well, usually the sides would be shaved off, and then there would be a strip down the center to grow long. D. And they still had braids too? B. Usually not. Then they just let it grow long. The women had made ornaments and such out of strips of leather and wore these different ways. And it seemed like the men in this village did not let the women do as many different things as we let our women do. They were not able to be as outspoken. D. Could you see what type of houses they lived in? B. They looked similar to ours, but there were differences. Nothing to remark on. They had different types of boats than we did. Since it was further down the river is bigger at this point. They made flat bottom boats that floated very well. And they had sweepsticks, I heard them called paddles, that they used to guide these boats across the water. And they did a lot of fishing. Most of their meat that they ate was fish. And the only meat they killed were the large animals for their skins. They would eat the meat too, but the fish was their prime source of meat. D. Were the boats large enough to stand on, like your boats? B. No. These boats would be long and narrow, curved up at each end, flat-bottomed. Usually two men would guide it, three at the most. And they would always be kneeling in the boats. The Life of Tuin, the Hunter, 145. D. Do you remember any other things that were different? B. Well, they did not have a wise man like we have. And they did not have any metal. Their knives were made from stone like the kind we make the arrowheads from. D. Did they have any kind of a leader? B. Yes. They had a leader that took care of the same functions as our wise man does, but I could tell that he did not have the knowledge he should have to be a wise man. D. I wonder if those people believe the same way your people do? B. I do not think so. I did not hear any of them call upon any of the spirits for anything. If they did, they had a different way of doing it. And they did not seem to be aware of things that they should be aware of. Like where the animals are and such as that. D. They hunted in a different way than you do? B. Yes. They depended more on the outward signs rather than the inward feelings. D. Did you hear them speaking? B. Yes. I could not understand what they were saying, so I paid no attention to it. D. They were like a different group of people altogether. Beauty U stayed for a while and just watched? B. For a few days. D. Then when you came back and told the people, they didn't believe you? B. They thought I was just making things up to entertain the children, telling about funny things other people did down the river. And the people would say, "We are the people. We are the only ones." "What do you mean, other people?" "I know what I have seen. And the children think it is funny to hear the stories that Tuin makes up about people who do this and that. Everybody knows that nobody does that." D. But before you saw these people you also thought you were the only people, didn't you? B. Yes. I did not know there were any other people. I thought we were the only ones. I was just going down the river to see where the river went. and I went past three waterfalls and I was just 146. The Legend of Star Crush, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, following the river. I was surprised when I first saw another person. It was someone on the river in one of the flat-bottomed boats. It astonished me very much. I wonder how many more people are out there? I do not know. At the time, that was the furthest I could go. That was halfway through the amount of time that I could stay away from the village. Did you ever try again? No. There were so many other directions to go. I had seen it once and I knew I would not forget. Did you ever see any other people in the other directions? No. Just mountains and animals. Did you see any strange animals? No. I saw animals that looked like animals I knew, but maybe slightly different. Maybe a little bigger or a little smaller, or a slightly different color. But I could still tell that it was the same animal. There would be some trees that were different. Sometimes the pine trees would look different, or there would be different kind of oak trees, but nothing drastic. You made a great discovery. You saw things that the other people would never see. I again moved him ahead in time to another important day in his life as he was growing older. B, I am sitting on a boulder. I have been meditating with the spirits for quite some time. And I have just made an important discovery concerning the nature of the universe. D, can you share it with me? B, it is hard to explain. But the fact that everything is one has just been strongly reinforced. The experience is very special. D, do you meditate like this very often? B, yes, now that I do not hunt. I come out into the woods a lot because I still do not like to be under the roof. I am too old to hunt, so I think about things. D, hey, do you ever thought of this idea before? The life of Chu In, the hunter, 147. B, well, of course, I took it for granted. I really did not think it out. D, you mean that everyone is one? B, that everything, people, plants, animals, Mother Earth, the sky, the air, everything is one? D, as though in total harmony? Is that what you mean? B, as though part of a large being which is working together? D, that would be a different idea, wouldn't it? Do other people in your village think the same way? B, yes, for we believe that everything is one and in harmony. And I just realized that if everything was meeting together in harmony, it would have to be part of one body or being of some sort, because our bodies work together. Just close your hand and open it again. It tells you all you need to know about the unity of the universe. D, do you think this one being would have a name or anything? B, emphatic, oh, no, no. We are part of this being. This being is us. It is like a spirit. I do not know how to describe it. It is just an idea about how everything works together so well, D, B, D, B, D, B, because we are all part of a being. We may think we are apart, but that is an illusion. Of course, there are some things that are out of harmony though. Oh yes. When occasionally you forget yourself for something like that. But it's an interest in Judea anyway, to think like that. I know you have different days that you celebrate and you talk to the spirits. You said you sing to the spirits and call them forth. But do the people in your village believe in one being or one spirit that is over all the rest? No. The spirits are all good and they all have their position of what they take care of and such, like the people in the village. Everybody is equally as important and everyone has to do what they must do. It is the same with the spirits, and the spirits are our friends. Then there is not one that would be like a chief over all the other spirits. No, the spirits are wise, they do not need a wise man. 148. The Legend of Star Crush, D. Some people believe things like that. That's why I wondered how you believed B, that would be a childish belief. D, then you believe in many spirits of different things in nature, or what? B, everything, everybody, anything that exists has its spirit. A plant, you, an animal, a rock, the wind, the rain, the thunder, the lightning, the clouds, the sun, the stars, everything. Each star has a spirit. Some spirits are more powerful than others in certain ways, but they all have their abilities and powers, and they are there to help. All we need to do is communicate with them and present to them what we need, and they work it out to where it will be in harmony with everything else, but you still get what you want. D. Then do you sing to any certain spirits more than the others? B. Not any more than others. Sometimes you know the situation fairly and you know which spirit would be good to take care of the situation. Or why two or three or four spirits could take care of the situation. You address yourself to them. But other times, if it is just a general situation and you are not sure who could best handle it, you address all the spirits in general. And say, please hear me. Whoever can take care of this. This is what I need. D. That sounds like a very good belief. B. We are happy with it. That's what counts. And it works. D. Yes, just as long as it is good for you. But you're getting older now? B. Yes. My hair, for the most part, has turned white. D. And you don't do the hunting anymore? B. No. I am too old for it. The one that I train does the hunting now. D. Do you have someone who takes care of him? B. Indignant, I do not need anyone to take care of me. D. I mean to give AU food and things. B. I have no problem getting food. I hunted for so long, I get all the food I want. D. You have earned it. B. That is what they say. I gave the village all the meat that it ever, the life of Chu In, the hunter, 149, needed. They say it is nothing for me to get the food that I need. It is only fair. D. And the Oniu tortoise a good hunter and he supplies food for the community now. Then what do you do with your time now? B. I go for many walks in the woods. I am always out in the woods wandering around when I am not with the children. D. Are there any particular children that you like to be with? B. All of them. D. All right. Well, let's leave that scene. Let's go forward to another important day. As you are growing older. I will count to three and we will be there. 1, 2, 3. It's another important day in your life. What are you doing? B. I am walking through the village, seeing what has changed and what has stayed the same. I have the feeling this will be the last time I see the village, so I am really seeing it. I am really looking at it to see all the details. D. Why? Do you think something has changed? I didn't really understand what he had just said. Have you been away? B. Oh, things gradually change over the years. And I am comparing the way the village looks now with my earliest memories. D. Do you see any changes? B. Well, there have been a few, you know. There used to be a house over there that was lived in, but it was torn down by the winter storms. And there is another one over there that has been built, and things get shifted around. The children are different because, well, children always grow up. And so, no big changes, just the small changes. The new wise man is doing very well. D. Did the old wise man die? B. Yes, it was too cold one winter. But the new wise man remembers everything and so we are in good shape. We are in good hands. D. He has passed on the memories to him. The legends and everything. Are there more people than there were, that you can remember? B. Oh no. Not really. Sometimes it seems so, but I think it is simply because I am old. D. Do you still have the large building that they use for the gatherings? 50. The legend of Star Crush. B. Yes. D. Didn't you tell me one time there was a scene or something on that building? B. Yes. It has a picture on it that tells what type of building it is for, although everyone knows it. This thing of designs, according to the wise man, says what the building is for. It was supposedly put there by the old ones. The sign is made of the metal, and you never can tell that it has been out in the weather. D. Could you draw the designs that are on the sign for me? B. That would be difficult. I do not see as well as I used to. D. Beauty, you could remember what it looked like, couldn't you? B. Well, I never paid much attention to it. I knew what the building was for. The sign just happened to be there. I would look at it. But the designs do not look like anything. They do not look like trees. They do not look like animals. They are meaningless scrawls. Any child could do it in the mud. And so, I just never bothered to remember what they all looked like because there was no reason for it. D. Well, I would really like it if Fu could look at it and see if Fu could copy it for me. Do you think you could do that? B. I could try. It would not be what it looks like because I cannot see that. They are too far away. D. Could you go closer? B. Exasperated, I am standing under it now. I just do not see well anymore. I do apologize. It was a good attempt, but it was obvious that if he couldn't see the sign he couldn't draw it. D. Why do you think this will be the last time you will go through the village? B. Because of the way the spirits are singing to me today. The song has changed. And I can tell by the way it has changed that I am perceiving it differently, which means it is getting close to my time to cross over. D. Well, you are getting old, but are you still in good health? B. Yes. When the weather is cold, and today it is cold, my joints ache, and are stiff. I cannot move quickly. I have to move. The Life of Chu In, The Hunter, 151, slowly, and I cannot see. But other than that my health is still good. D. These are things that come naturally with aging, don't they? B. For some people. Some people get to where they cannot hear, some get to where they cannot see, it depends. D. That is the way life is. Upon awakening Beth told of what she remembered of the session. B. I remember about his apprentice. He started playing a more important role. I remember that. And I remember something about journeying. I seem to see lots of mountains. D. Was there anything else you remember? B. I think I had a feeling of something happening that was solemn. You know, good, positive, but still solemn. D. That was probably when Twin's apprentice was getting the official nod from the wise man that now he could take over his duties. It was a ceremony thing. And during that time he was turning over his duties to his apprentice. Then they had a happy festival afterwards. B. I get the feeling of being more contemplative, like spending more time thinking about things, instead of with normal everyday things. D. That was as he was getting older. Beth also described a short out-of-body trip she made right at the end of the session, just before I counted her up from her deep trance. In her astral, spiritual body she went to a nearby city and into her friend's trailer home. She had been thinking about this young man before the session, and wishing there was some way to get him to call her for a date. I had made a joking remark about her sending him mental vibes or suggestions to call her. Apparently it was the last thoughts on her mind as she went under hypnosis, and she utilized the last part of the trance to take a side trip to see him and try to influence him. This incident demonstrated that the topic of the session was not the most important thing to her at that point. She was more, 152, the legend of Star Crush, concerned about her present-day private life than she was about Chu In's life that occurred thousands of years ago. An interesting thing happened as I was counting her up from trance. Usually by the count of 5 and 6, the subject's body has begun to respond and is showing signs of returning to consciousness. She was still lying motionless until I reached the count of 7, when her body jerked uncontrollably all over. Then she began to respond. She said later that while she was standing, or floating, in the trailer and telling her friend to call her, she heard me counting 7, 8, in the background. She thought, whoops, I've gotta go. And was zapped back into the room. This was probably when a body contraction occurred, as she re-entered it. She said normally she could hear me counting, getting slowly louder, and she usually followed my voice, waking up slowly. This was the first time she waited so long to respond to it. But she was preoccupied. It is amazing how quickly she was able to accomplish the out-of-body trip and return, all in that short space before awakening. It also demonstrates the effectiveness of the hypnotist's voice to draw the subject back, and shows how the subject perceives the procedure from their vantage point. This side trip was an interesting experience. Incidentally, her friend did call her within a few days and asked her for a date. Whether it was coincidence or whether she actually did mentally communicate with him, we shall never know. Chapter 13, Death of Chu In and the Aftermath on a Past Life, You eventually come to the point where you feel you have explored the main highlights of that life, and there is only one facet left: the death of that personality. When this point is reached, my usual procedure is to instruct the subject to move ahead to the last day of their life in that when working with the subject, lifetime, so they can tell me what happened. I give them the choice that they can view the incident as an observer if they wish, so they will not experience any physical reactions or trauma. Many unusual reactions have occurred at this point, depending upon the type of death, violent or natural. But the subject always experiences a feeling of detachment afterwards, and they can give an impersonal account. All physical sensations are left with the body. They never carry them over to the spirit state. B. I have left the village and I am walking through the woods towards one of the mountains. There is a cave there that I like to go into to think. It has been raining. The weather is cold. I go to the cave, and as I get to the mouth of the cave, I do not know if it is an avalanche or a cave-in, but I am caught in the rocks and I am crushed. The rocks bury me. The village, knowing that I am old, thinks that I walked directly over to the other side. They never found my body. 153-154. The Legend of Star Crush. D. This was a cave that you always went to? B. Well, I was getting older when I discovered the cave, and I never told anybody about it. And I would go to it fairly often. D. Then it's very unlikely they knew we were going anyway. B. True. I have witnessed so many hundreds of subjects go through the death experience that I no longer find it startling or unusual. But I am always curious about their description of the transition from the physical to the spiritual state. D. What was it like whenever you died? I mean, spiritually, what was it like to leave the body? B. Have you ever dived into a deep pool, where it is dark and murky at the bottom? Then as you come back up towards the surface of the water, it gets lighter and lighter. Then when you break through the surface of the water, there is sunlight all around. It was like that. D. Do you think it was like that because of the rocks that were on you? B. No, it was like that because I was going from the physical plane to the spiritual plane. As I left my body, it was like coming up through the pool. And then when I reached the spiritual plane, it was like breaking the surface of the water and coming out into the sunlight. D. Many people worry about what it's like to die. B. If you die in an accident, physically it is painful just before you lose consciousness of the physical plane, because your body has been injured. But after you lose consciousness, it is very easy and natural. It is as natural as anything else in life: making love, walking, running, swimming. It is just another part of life. There is no such thing as dying. You just go to a different stage of life. D. This is what I want to tell people, because some of them worry about it. That's why I like to get the information on what it's really like. B. It is pleasant. If they are worried about it, tell them to go to a place in the river that has a deep pool. Tell them to dive down to the bottom of the pool. And then at the bottom push up. Death of Tuin and Aftermath. 155. Vigorously with their feet and come plunging up to the surface. Tell them it is like that. D. That was your experience then. B. I am looking down at the earth and at the place where I died. I am thinking about my life. I feel that it was good. It was full. I was in harmony with the spirits. I was a hunter and I did a good job hunting. D. I think it was a good life. You were a good person and you did things for the people. B. Well, that is ordinary. In the village most people do things for other people. D. Beauty, you lived a useful life. B. I am looking down on the earth now, across the woods and the mountains. D. It was a beautiful place where you lived. B. Yes, the earth is beautiful. And yes, the place where I lived is special to me. It is very wondrous. I see and understand things that I never dreamed possible. Suddenly, greetings. D. What? This remark was unexpected. I was startled. Greetings. Greetings? Laugh. What are you doing? Watching you. You are from a far stranger place than I had imagined. Oh? Tell me what you think. I see how you are gaining your information. That is so strange. That black box. It is like the things that the old ones had. He was referring to my tape recorder, and I can see that you like to ask questions. D, But does it bother you? B, No. I find it amusing.